Zok the Eilige Mishnah weiter. Here's what we have in Mishnah Vav. In the Sechtes Ahalas, Perik Tes Vav, Mishnah Vav. Bais, we have a house, Shimali Tevin, that's full of straw. The entire area of the house is full of straw, with the exception of one row in front of the doorway. So basically, this house is made to keep straw in. But I have to be able to get to the straw. So the way it works is we have a doorway. If I come into the doorway and I look straight, I'm going to see the wall on the other side. It's clear. If I look to my left, I'll see the wall. If I look to my right, from the floor till the ceiling, I'll see straw. You come in, we keep one line clear, the line of the doorway clear. That's how people come in, and they put in straw, and they take out straw. But the rest of the house is full of straw. So once again, Bayis Ahaushi Malei Tevin, that's full of straw, with the exception of this one row when you step into the house in front of the doorway. How high up does the straw come? Come out till the ceiling. The ain beino, you don't have between the straw, the beino kairis, and the ceiling, peseach tefach tefach. So because there's no tefach there, really, this straw should be a mechitza, like a mechitza in the house. But here's the halacha. Case number one, tuma bifne. Let's say the tuma is inside the straw. So kalim, the kalim that are found in the empty lane, because I told you in front of the doorway you have an empty lane, there's no straw there. So there's tumah in the straw, and I have kalim in this empty row. Zok de Mishnah, the kalim in that row, which we refer to as shekeneged hayitzia, opposite the exit, tmeim, they're going to be tumah. Aye, the straw should be like a mechitza, but we already explained, tumah has to get out. And if there's tumah in the mechitza, there's no other way for this tumah to get out other than to come into the empty aisle and then out the doorway. So kalim in its path are going to be tumah. This is similar to what we learned in the previous Mishnah, that if the Tumah is behind the Mechitza won't stop it from being Matama the Kalim in the house, because Derech HaTumah Lotzes, it has to get out. Let's go on to the next case. What is the din if Tumah Bachutz, the Tumah is in the empty lane? And I say the empty lane, I mean inside the house, in that one empty path in front of the doorway. That's where the Tumah is. So the din with the Kalim, Bifnim, that are found in the straw, is as follows. Im yesh b'mekoymam, if in the area of that keli, there's an open area of a tefach al tefach, a tefach by a tefach, tefach long, tefach wide, al rum tefach, and high a tefach, so that area is an oil on its own, kelim there are protected, tahirim. So again, tuma in the empty lane, kelim in the straw, but there's a tefach al tefach in the area, high a tefach, those kelim are tahar. However, ve'im lav, if you don't have an empty area of a tefach by a tefach in the straw where the kelim are laying, then the din is tameim. These kelim in the straw are going to be tamei because of the tumah that's in the empty aisle. Let's try to understand this. When the tumah is found in this empty area and the kelim are in the straw, so you're telling me the straw is like a mechitza that should save the kelim that are inside. Similar to what we learned before in Mishnah Dalet, that the Mechitza saves the Kalim that are in the back of the Mechitza when the Tumah is in front, by the doorway. But here's where the din here with the straw is going to be a little bit different than the Kalim that are behind the Mechitza in the previous Mishnah. The straw is not going to save the Kalim unless I have an oil around the Kali, an area of a Tefach by a Tefach. In the previous Mishnah, when you had kelim behind the mechitza, they don't become tamei, even if there's no oil there. What is the difference in kelim behind the mechitza as opposed to kelim in the straw? So the Rishonim explain as follows. You have kelim behind the mechitza. It's like it's outside of the house. Tell me, there's tumah in the house, and there's kelim outside the outside wall of the house, will it become tamei? No. So if you have your standard house, and there's a mechitza down the middle, the tumah is on the door side, kelim on the other side of the mechitza. It's in a separate house. It's not in the same oil with the tumah. On the other hand, if it's in the straw, that's like it's in the mechitza. And actually, if you remember what we spoke out from the Taisis Yamtev, who brings the sheet in the previous Mishnah, that even in the previous Mishnah, where the ustam was a mechitza dividing two parts of the house, the tumah is on the door side, and the kelim would be in the mechitza, not on the other side, but in the mechitza. So if you remember, we spoke out, we said if the kelim are in the mechitza, you would need a tefach by a tefach to save it. So here too, the kelim are in the straw. The whole straw is the mechitza. The mechitza takes up the whole house. So the kelim are in the mechitza. And you have to have a tefach by a tefach. If not, the mechitza won't save it. Next case in the Mishnah. The tumah is still in this empty aisle in front of the doorway. The kelim are in the straw. But in this case, im yesh bein tevin l'koytis, if we have between the straw and the ceiling of the house, beser tefach, in other words, the straw does not go all the way up. There's a whole tefach of space between the top of the straw and the ceiling. Sak the Mishnah benkach ubenkach, whether in the area of the kelim you have a peseach tefach, or wherever the kelim are laying, you don't have an empty space of a tefach by a tefach high a tefach, it'll make no difference. These kelim tmeim will be tame. Why? Being that the straw does not go up close enough to the ceiling, doesn't have a din of a mechitza. So these kelim, regardless of how big the space is around it, are kelim that are in a house that has tumah. There's nothing there to block the tumah. So in our Mishnah, again, let's chazer over what we have. We have a house full of straw. Not a house of straw, a house full of straw. The only part of the house that doesn't have straw is that when you come in through the doorway, there's an empty aisle. So we come through the doorway, I look straight, there's an empty aisle. Turn to my left, I have the wall. Turn to my right, straw. If the straw comes up to within a tefach of the roof, and there's tumah in the straw, the kelim that are in the empty aisle in front of the doorway are tame. That's the first case in our Mishnah. That's probably the simplest to understand. Even if the straw is in of a mechitza, but we've already seen, tumah has to go out, and if there's no exit other than the doorway, the tumah will have to come through the mechitza into the empty aisle, out the doorway, and therefore kelim in this aisle are going to be tame. Second case of the Mishnah, where the tumah is in the empty aisle in front of the doorway, and the kelim are in the straw. Here we say it depends. B'yatzim, we have a mechitza here. But in order for the mechitza to be able to protect the kelim, I would have to have an independent oil over there. I would have to have an area of a tefach by a tefach, long a tefach, wide a tefach, and high a tefach. If where the kelim are laying, you have this cubic tefach, this block of a tefach, then it's tar. Because then it would have a din, like the kelim on the other side of the mechitza in the previous Mishnah. If the tumah is in front and the kelim are behind the mechitza, it's like the kelim outside of the house. Kelim outside of a house don't become tame. But if you don't have this tefach by a tefach, that would be the same if we can compare it to the previous Mishnah where the kelim are actually in the mechitza. Well, here the mechitza can't protect it. But when do we say, now comes the third case of the Mishnah, when did we say that if you have a tefach by a tefach, hollow space where the kelim is lying, the tevin protects it? That's if the straw goes up to within a tefach of the roof. But if the straw does not come up to within a tefach of the roof, there's more than a tefach between the ceiling and where the straw begins. So either way, kelim in the straw are going to be tame if the tumah is in the empty aisle. Because without a mechitza, it's all in the same aisle. Those kelim are for all practical purposes in the same aisle as the tumah, and there's nothing to block it.